Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our time is 7 after the hour. This is the weekly DJV show overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio using the charts generated by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com. You can go to djvshow.com to see the list of the top 10 stories and the people that are associated. There's a list of 10 people that are on that. And I try to, as you know, ladies, sort of mix this up every week, come up with different ways of approaching the stories, taking one story and then pulling it apart or going through the list, et cetera, et cetera. The number one story this week, no surprise, the connection of COVID to the variant, vaccines, mask mandates, et cetera. So I thought we would start with an overview of what the Supreme Court did this week with a Biden vaccine mandate that they said no to. Anybody surprised by that?
No.
I don't think so.
I think that people kind of knew this was, you know, that it was interesting that they left it in place for the healthcare workers, but not for regular employees.
Large employers.
Well, I think it's also about private-public business, too, and what you have the right to do. I mean, if it is in your contract to submit to a vaccine or testing, then that's one thing. That's the company's job to do that, or that might be state mandates over healthcare workers. But it's a really slippery slope when it comes to enforcement for just any private business, anybody who has over 100 employees coming in for the government to tell you what kind of health requirements you have.
Yeah, what's the arbitrary? Why 100? Why, if it's an employer, what's the story? With everybody.
Yeah, and I think that it wasn't a surprise that they struck this down. It was a stretch to try to say that there was precedence in this. There was a story back during the Spanish flu where they were charging someone for testing, and it was a stretch, to say the least, to try to correlate what's happening now. And the enforcement agency became kind of the pivotal piece. OSHA is given congressional power to monitor safety and work conditions, essentially, in companies across the country, but they don't necessarily have the power to monitor people's health, their health status, their vaccination status. And so the Supreme Court, I think, did what most people expected, and that's blocking that vaccine or test requirement for large employers. So we'll see what happens with the healthcare facilities. I know that that's something that's going to continue to get tested, but we'll see if they pick that up again.
So I'm confused. Mask mandate, no. Vaccine mandate, yes. They had two different rulings, right? Am I reading this correctly?
There were two different rulings. So the first one is that the OSHA rule went into effect on Monday. So, everybody who works for a company over 100 people probably got an email that they had to show vaccine status or get the test. What the court did is reinstate the stay against that. So the mandate is now dead unless there's some other big stunning revelation. The second ruling, the court said that the Biden administration has the authority given by Congress to issue vaccine mandates for healthcare workers at facilities. Didn't have anything.
Federal employees. Is that what that?
Right. So it has the authority to issue vaccine mandates to healthcare workers at facilities that receive funding
from
Medicare
government
or Medicaid. Right. So they'd have government money coming
in. So that makes them the equivalent of a government contractor. Like,
correct.
Yes.
Which is like a tech company, or anybody who does work.
For the government.
Use that as leverage. Yeah.
I think the mandate still is in place in New York City because Eric Adams, the new mayor, came in and said he was keeping de Blasio's in place. I don't know of anyone who's been able to challenge that to get a judge to stop it yet. So,
well, again, local, and this is all the nuance of the law. Locally, it is very difficult to challenge mandates. It's the federal broad sweeping, we know better than anybody else mandate that is. Yeah, that's being struck
Nanny
down.
Government.
So it's been much more challenging. I've seen it in California where even though it feels like it should be struck down, the judges are able to say, sorry, it's municipalities. This is up to the local government to make these decisions. So New York has something. California has some different rules that they're moving in. And I think Michigan also is rolling out something like a vaccine mandate for employees.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the charts from talkers. This is the week of January 10th to the 14th that we are focused on. I thought the most interesting thing was all the hoopla about Neil Gorsuch not wearing a mask. Everybody else was wearing a mask, but there were a lot of people, especially on the liberal side of things, oh, look at that Gorsuch. He's a conservative. He's a libertarian. He doesn't do what everybody else does. I don't know what to read into that. I think that people should wear masks in public and in groups. But I thought it was interesting.
Well, with Omicron, they're not so contagious. You know, it's just if you're not wearing a mask and you're around other people, there's a new study that came out this week that social distancing has literally zero effect when it comes to keeping you from getting Omicron. So there's whatever. He's an old guy. If he doesn't want to wear a mask, he's taking his own health into his own hands. It's fine. You know, good for him. That's what he wants to do. It's at this point, you're just stupid if you're not wearing a mask around other people.
I don't know if he was doing it to make a point. I mean, we don't know what his situation is.
No,
there may be
somebody
else going
him.
On. I mean, yeah. I find it incredibly difficult. I mean, I couldn't sit and do a radio show with a mask on my face.
Well, that's different.
I don't think anybody would be
really
able to
understand us if we did.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not because he's trying to communicate back and forth with people. I don't know. He's boosted. He's vaxxed. What else are you going to do? I mean, how many times are we going to keep moving the goalposts? Now we're saying that the cloth masks aren't even working. So
it's
really,
you know what it is?
Point.
It's an image, Jennifer. That's all. It's an image. There is influence from these people. And perhaps if they thought about it a bit, it's just, you know, I understand the guy's got his own personal thing. And these judges don't always agree with each other on anything. However, most of the time when you look at, this is more of a club than even the Senate is. And you have to look back no further than the relationship between, Antonin Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Look, they didn't agree on anything, but yet they were closest of friends. And part of that is showing respect, I think, for other members of the court, isn't it? Maybe that's, maybe I'm misinterpreting it.
Well, you're in
maybe
a very unique club.
Making, oh,
right?
My God. Yes, right. Okay, number two on our list this week of stories from Talkers Magazine is the economy, inflation, the supply chain. I don't know that there's all kinds of continuing focus on what people are being paid, why there is a labor shortage to begin with. And then it's the real issue here is the supply chain when it comes to being able to find things in the grocery store, in the hardware store.
There's a ton of money that was being inserted into the economy, and probably the biggest bullet that Biden will dodge as president is that Joe Manchin stood up against his Build Back Better plan. If you would have taken $5 trillion and put it into this economy, we'd be in a whole world of hurt because inflation, and it was revealed this week, that it's at its highest since 1982, and that's a pretty big number. It's a pretty big up from where we were last year at this time, and the consumer price index is up in all industries by a lot.
Yeah.
Food, cars, furniture, pretty much anything.
20%. Used cars are 20% more expensive right now than they were last year at the same time. And it doesn't make a difference what the brand is. It's all gone up, up, up. And it because there are so many cars that were made in 2021 and trucks as well that are sitting on lots in places around the country because they don't have chips to finish off the build. When they get the chips, and nobody seems to be able to tell. Didn't we have some chip maker that was going to locate in America, but it's going to take them 3 years to build a plant? In the meantime,
where are the chips? They're probably being hoarded by China. So, I mean, we are making chips here. It's just not. But there are still components that we need. Those alloys that are just not mined anywhere else except China. That's a big problem.
Yeah. All right. Jumping around a little bit here, the Prince Andrew thing surfacing at the end of the week. The Queen has stripped him of his military titles and other patronage connections. This guy is stupid. I mean, you use the word, I don't like the word, using it advisedly, he's just a dummy. He's dull. He doesn't get it. He apparently thinks with what's in his pants instead of what's in his head.
Yeah, because he's up to his Mickey.
I'd like to say he's a dummy, but he's entitled. You know, he thought he could get away with it. I don't know if he's a dummy
100%
or not.
100%,
Jen. 100%. But he thought he could get away with everything. And so a part of probably his personality flaws and defects is that he probably thought, well, I got to keep pushing the envelope. You know, this is what people do. This is why rock stars get bad reputations. This is why people in high positions of power do, because they get a thrill out of seeing how far they can push the envelope. And he pushed it, and good for the queen. Good for her. Finally, somebody
said,
well, look at how much he did get away
scenes.
With for so long.
Yes, yeah, that's the point. It's like he just, you know, kept pushed the envelope.
At some point, you're running out of room. And so I'm glad that he got all this stripped. He's going to have to face a civil trial, and he should. He's actually lucking out, because he should be facing criminal charges, and he's skating on those.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, he won.
Boom, mic drop for Jen. Love it.
What happened?
I said, boom, mic drop.
He's like, is there a technical problem?
Well, Doug's been asking me, tell us how you really feel. Well, there you go. Say it's Jen. Tell us how you really feel. I agree.
Yay! Well, we want to know how everybody feels about this stuff. It's important. And this guy is a no-good SOB, entitled, all kinds of things. I still don't think
he's
very smart.
And he has been for years. That's the thing, is that he's been this way for years.
The dumbest thing he did was divorce Fergie. She was the best thing that ever he had in his life. She was a fabulous
I don't
wife.
Think she wanted to be married to him anymore. Well, he was Randy Andy, cheating on her constantly.
Yeah.
But then they live together. I'm pretty sure they live together in the same mansion, right? It's like one of the
daughter's
royal properties, and she lives there, and so she's been defending him. But she also might just have to defend him because he's paying her rent, so I don't know. She might not be
the most
credible
source. Now she might have to pay his rent.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, at any rate, it's just bizarre how these people, and we build up around them this the royalty, the royal family. Remember the last movie, the last Downton Abbey movie, was all about the king and queen visiting Downton Abbey. And it was a whole 2 hours of pomp and circumstance. It was kind of fun to watch. I've been an Anglophile most of my adult life, and watching closely what goes on in England with the royal family, I understand why they're so fascinated with it, because it's so unique. It makes England so unique. And yet the people that are lucky enough to be members of the royal family abuse too often the privilege of being. Look at Charles and how he treated his wife Diana. I mean, who would have gotten away with that the way he did it, as blatantly as he did? I'm surprised.
Entitlement.
He's still even
totally entitled.
Yeah. 18 after the hour. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
For a healthy new year, the American Medical Association offers these resolutions. Be more physically active. Manage stress. Quit tobacco and nicotine use. Consume alcohol only in moderation. Reduce your intake of processed foods and sugary drinks. Take any opioids or antibiotics exactly as prescribed. Be up to date on all your vaccines. Learn your risk for type 2 diabetes at doihaveprediabetes.org. And understand your blood pressure numbers at managerbp.org.
While getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent COVID-19, you should also know about potential treatment options available to you, especially if you're at high risk for developing serious illness or complications. The American Lung Association has partnered with Regeneron and GlaxoSmithKline to raise awareness about monoclonal antibody treatment, which can reduce your risk of getting sicker if you recently tested positive for COVID-19. Don't risk your health by delaying treatment. Learn more at lung.org. That's lung.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yeah.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
5:23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. From the DJV point of view, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. And in this portion of each hour of the DJV program, and we don't do it any differently when we're focused on the countdown, we have comments from social media. People that are listening to the program have comments, sometimes answering questions. And because number 10 on the story list this week is a focus on the NFL playoffs and the picture that surrounds them, Jay asked you, which two teams are you interested in as we move forward into the Super Bowl? So what'd you get for responses, Jay?
Kansas City is definitely a favorite amongst a lot of what people were saying. Johnny Powell said Cowboys and Chiefs, with the Chiefs winning. Cindy Arasako says, I only watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. And I feel like a lot of people might agree with that, or they only watch it for the halftime show. Jeff Schmidt says, hoping the Titans won't choke, but it feels like it's probably going to be a Chiefs-Green Bay situation. Billy Roeder, Bills and KC, with the Bills winning, and John Walczak, Bills and Packers.
How long has it been since these two teams have either played against each other in a Super Bowl, or either
Kansas
of them
City
have
been?
Kansas
City has been there very consistently. Kansas City's been really good. Patrick Mahomes is awesome. It's been a while for Green Bay. The Rams were just there not so long ago. So, and the Bucs, of course, last year, they're still part of the picture. So I don't know. It'll be, you know, there's some old, some new ones in there. The Titans involved in the playoffs.
Titans kind of came out of left field this year.
Yeah, that's huge. And the Cowboys are doing pretty well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. My teams, I root for the Rams just because they're in Los Angeles. But you know me, I love my Brady and the Bucks, and I love Green Bay Packers, so let's go. Let's do it.
Have you got a side bet? Do you have a little office pool anywhere?
No, not yet. Usually on the Super Bowl, we do like squares at the office, you know, where everybody buys squares for a dollar.
Well, everybody in that office is pretty square to begin with, so that's it. Yeah, I get it. What are some of the top priorities?
This is like the squarest square ever.
I know.
Thank you. Your father and I have lots in common. Anyway, some of the top priorities that you want the government to focus on as people continue to complain about how much money is being spent and the January 6th investigation and voter legislation and all that stuff and crime. So what became the priority, at least as far as some of our listeners are concerned, Jay?
Sarah Large comments that stop the petty partisan bickering. I think that's something we might, a lot of us might
all
be able agree, to
agree
with.
Yep.
M. York wants there to be a focus on sticking to the truth and the actual facts.
Good there
luck.
You go.
Liz,
no one can even agree on that.
What are the facts? What is the truth? Somebody else's truth.
People argue that the Earth isn't round. Where do we go from there? I mean, if that's like the most basic thing, we can't even agree on that. It's just insane.
Lynn Smith had quite a list, and a lot of these really matter. Healthcare, Social Security, helping young children from low-income families, job skills and jobs in general, fighting against crime, keeping young kids away from crime so that they don't go down that path, keeping young kids away from unnecessary injuries and death from firearms. John Wolzek says, considering I just paid $1,700 for one prescription yesterday, drug pricing and health care.
Good God. All right. Quickly, because there's so many celebrity deaths this week, who is the most significant death in your life? Got a couple of quickies on that, Jay.
Yeah, Susan Jewell said Marilyn Monroe, JFK, Laurie Anne said Princess Diana. There was a lot of Prince and Robin Williams. Those were the ones mentioned the most.
John Lennon.
The big one.
All right. That's the overview. Thanks for your input. Help yourself to our DJ social media, 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Biden White House is accusing Russia of plotting what it calls a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. Here's Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We have information that indicates Russia has already pre-positioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. The operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives.
Psaki then cited U.S. intelligence that Russia already has undercover operatives in Ukraine, and she warned about harsh economic consequences if Russia was to send troops into that nation. A private funeral was held yesterday for comedian Bob Saget at the Mount Sinai Memorial Park Cemetery in Los Angeles, with many of his Full House co-stars there, including John Stamos. Saget was found dead in his Florida hotel room last Sunday at 65. And this is USA Radio News. Free COVID test kits are going to become available in America beginning on Wednesday. There's going to be a limit of 4 test kits per household when the federal government begins taking orders on January 19th. The tests are expected to be shipped then within 7 to 12 days of ordering. The Biden administration has ordered hundreds of thousands of home test kits that can be ordered at covidtests.gov. Over 200 New Jersey firefighters still at the scene of an 11-alarm chemical blaze in downtown Passaic. The mayor saying the fire started at about 8:30 last night at Majestic Industries. It has spread to another chemical plant next door. NorthJersey.com says the overwhelming scent of smoke and chemicals was enough to make people's eyes water in the vicinity, and residents have been evacuated from the area. People living nearby are being told to close their windows. This is USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back we are with another half hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a feature of the DJV program every week at this time. We add that to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, and voila, you have two different perspectives on the big stories that are being followed by most of the News Talk-oriented stations, hosts, and programs. So, just for the information of the listeners, the people list this week includes at number 10 Bob Saget and Ronnie Spector, both passing away. A huge number of celebrities have died since the beginning of the year. Number 9, Boris Johnson, as another moron. Number 8, Prince Andrew. I guess this could be the morons list. Number 7 is Schumer. Number 6 is McConnell. Number 5 is Hillary. I have to stop there. What have I missed this week? Yeah. With regard to Hillary.
Oh, you guys? Really? You don't know?
Yeah.
Okay, so, she's been much more vocal the last couple of weeks. She's been out talking to people, doing videos and stuff like that. She's been on social media more. But Doug, his name? Doug Schoen, I think is his name. He used to be a Fox News contributor. He's a Democrat. He is a former advisor to Bill Clinton. And he wrote a piece, I think, in the Wall Street Journal. Fact check me on that, but he wrote a big op-ed this week about how Hillary Clinton is the only hope for Democrats in 2024, saying that she's uniquely positioned, she's got the experience, and that she's the only one who can do it, because he said that Biden has been a disappointment. No one really believes he's going to run again because of declining health and, you know, getting older, and that Hillary Clinton, even though she's not a spring chicken, is still younger
she's
presents a lot younger than Joe
Biden. Is Hillary 70 yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's older than Trump, actually. What is she, 74, I think?
She's the same. She's 75, yeah.
Yeah.
Both she and Bill are the same age.
Oh. She doesn't look it. I would have guessed that.
And that's why I think, it really does matter how you present. I mean,
that's true.
Look, Donald Trump was not that much younger than Joe Biden, is not that much younger than Joe Biden, but he presents younger. Hillary presents younger. They do. So he was saying that Kamala Harris is not the answer, that she's unpopular, and that she's been a disappointment as the vice president. And so he basically said that Hillary is the person who Democrats need to look at, that it's not someone new like a Gavin Newsom. It's someone that they already have. And so that's why she was.
Who would seriously look at Gavin Newsom? Come on. Really?
Are you kidding? That's who's next.
No, I'm not kidding.
That is who is next. Now that he survived the recall in California.
Oh, my God.
The conversations have already been in political circles, and this is serious.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard that as well. I kind of also feel like we're going to see something from Cuomo. It's like a comeback of some kind.
Joe Manchin. Get Joe
and
Manchin.
And I've always thought Joe Manchin.
No.
I would.
Like, clearly, I always vote for everyone who loses. So
that's me.
Clearly, I would not vote for Mayor Pete because he politically is just not aligned with where I am. But I've always said, like, of just with full disclosure and honesty, as a Republican, Mayor Pete's the one that actually scared. Like, if I were to be scared, but you know, like that is the most biggest
could
threat.
Win. Yeah.
Yeah, because and I always thought it was really stupid that Joe Biden went with Kamala Harris because I think Mayor
Pete
was a good choice. Yeah. He's a good speaker, although he does sound a little
awesome.
Amy Klobuchar did pull something. He does sound he's going to have to work on it. He sounds condescending when he debates people, like he knows it all. So he's got to work on not being condescending in the debate, but he's a strong person Democrats have on the bench, but Doug Schoen actually in this piece even went up and like tore Pete apart and said why he wouldn't be a good candidate, why Hillary would still be better. So I don't know.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. Very much so. Okay, anyway, Kevin McCarthy's 4, Rand Paul is 3, Fauci is 2, and Biden's 1. I laugh about Fauci and Rand Paul. They're like a couple of kids in a sandbox in
sixth grade.
Oh,
they're the worst.
My God.
I swear, we should call Vince McMahon. We should get some grudge matches going. I think it would be fun.
Yep.
I think we could, you know, it would maybe unite the country around just the craziness, and we could have Fauci and Rand Paul in a cage match. Right. And winner take all, basically.
I mean, Rand Paul's neighbor took him down. I don't know. I don't know that Rand Paul wants to, like, get into another caustic situation.
He and Fauci could be.
I don't think Fauci would be much of a, I don't know.
Yeah, they're
after
both
we
little.
Saw him throw that baseball, I don't know that Fauci
not
would
much.
Be much of a threat.
Yeah, they're little. Number, I think it would be even.
Number 3 on the list is January 6th. I see that prosecutors have charged some of the Oath Keepers, including the leader, with what they call seditious conspiracy. Okay, can we get a definition of that? Sedition.
It's the most serious charge.
Yeah, this is what you want to see if you're calling it an insurrection. You need someone charged with insurrection or sedition.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some questions. So if the claim is true, then these guys should be thrown in jail because the claim is that they were using a social media platform that was, you know, a safe place for them to exchange information protected that or secure, whatever you would use to describe it. And they were going to bring guns and stuff and ammunition and uniforms and stuff into the Capitol. Now, I'll tell you like a friend, if that is true, those people should be in jail for a very long time.
Tell me.
But my question is, if they were going to bring in weapons and uniforms, why didn't they do it while it was happening? I don't understand the. They picked him up because they were talking about what happened in Yugoslavia when, Milosevic lost, and the people stormed the Capitol to protest because they thought it was a phony election. They thought that it was a con job, and it was. And so the charge is that these guys were talking about Yugoslavia. Now, that's not a crime if they're talking about Yugoslavia. What would be the crime is if they put together a whole effort to try to overthrow the government. Now, the other thing that they're saying is that they were trying to move guns and all this stuff into Washington, D.C., or that it was going to be coming. But the reason I feel like this is a little weird, and again, we have to see it all play out because all we know are the original charging documents, so we have to hear how the story plays out. But what seems weird is if January 6th was the so-called Insurrection Day, the day that they were all conspiring to overthrow the government, why wouldn't you have the weapons and the uniforms and the whatever else, the knives and stuff that they were bringing in, why wouldn't you have that when they went into the Capitol? I don't understand how it would be helpful to move that stuff in.
It's exhausting.
After that.
Isn't it? You've been chasing all this stuff down.
So
number three. Yeah. Number three is the focus on January 6th. What's going to happen and how, I think the filibuster plays into all of this too, doesn't it? No, that's number 4 probably, the voter legislation stuff. I see that Senator Sinema has sort of scuttled hopes for reform there. I don't know how you use the word reform. I didn't think what was being put forth sounded like it was much of a reform. It might have been a change, but reform usually indicates something to be better. And I didn't get that out of the discussion. Am I missing something? But they just want to change it so it's 7.
They want to get. It takes 60 votes to break a filibuster to move legislation to the next level. And right now, because it is a very divided Senate, and in fact, Democrats, which is laughable, just used the filibuster yesterday on Ted Cruz, who had a bill that wanted to put sanctions on the Russia pipeline, which sounds pretty good to me. They didn't want it, so they used the filibuster to throw that away. The Democrats used the filibuster against Trump 300 times when he was in office. And that's why Trump was going nuts at Mitch McConnell saying, break the filibuster, get rid of it, because he was getting stopped by Democrats with everything. Now, I didn't like the fact that President Trump was getting stopped because I liked his proposed legislation, but I supported Mitch McConnell protecting the filibuster because it means whoever is in the White House, that the minority still has rights. The minority party in this country still has rights. And that's why I think it's really important that Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin are standing up and protecting the filibuster now when Democrats are trying to do the same thing that Trump was trying to do. We need the filibuster so that there is not a one-party system in this country.
Imagine that only two people stand basically between...
Well, and that's
system
saying,
and
it's
the
so hypocritical.
The
because
the
how long was it? How long? Just a history lesson. How long was it? Was it in place before it got changed? What do you mean?
Well,
like
changed,
they changed the filibuster
ago.
Rules, right?
Years ago.
Was it? Wasn't it Harry Reid who changed?
Harry Reid did it in 2009.
Yeah. And so before 2009, what was in place? Because now
it's been a long time. I think since 1900 or something.
Okay.
The late 1800s. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's so dang hypocritical to listen to Chuck Schumer and all of these other Democrats out there saying we need to blow up the filibuster when literally 2 years ago, when Trump was in office, we have to protect the integrity of the Senate. And we have to protect the filibuster. It's like,
what do you expect those gas bags to say? Come on.
But if there's a chance.
But Jen's totally right. If this was on the other side and Republicans had the majority and wanted to blow up the filibuster,
oh, they'd
too.
They'd be going nuts.
It would be the same thing. I mean, it's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing.
And
all right, let's talk about numbers.
Like I said, they tried it. And Mitch McConnell, to his credit, and I don't say much nice about Mitch McConnell, said, no, we have to protect the filibuster. And he was right over Trump, definitely.
Lindsey Graham didn't say anything nice about Mitch McConnell this week either. He says, I'm not voting for you unless you kiss Trump.
Well,
Ms.
not
Lindsey?
Kiss Trump. Kiss America First principles.
Okay. Thousands of inmates are being released from jail this week. That's number 5 on the story list. Thousands of inmates from federal prisons are coming out in accordance with a law, actually, that came from the Trump era. This is part of the sweeping criminal justice overhaul, or is it Omicron or COVID or... what? And I want to know who's being let out. I don't mind.
Well, it's not violent criminals, right?
Yeah, it's like white-collar stuff, but I think they're under house arrest, right? Like Michael Cohen famously got out because of COVID spreading around, and so he was at home on house arrest with an ankle monitor. So I think that's how they're, and he had to serve out the last 2 years of his sentence at home.
What about the crime stats? Looking at cities like L.A., Jennifer, where the crime stats, again, that sort of is part of number 5 this week. A lot of cities are showing crime spiking, and L.A. is certainly a pretty good example of that. And so people say, well, all these
burglary.
People getting out of jail, that makes room for these bad guys to go
but
to
that's
jail.
That's the problem. They're not going to jail because you've got DAs like the one in New York City now and like George Gascon in Los Angeles and Chesa Boudin in San Francisco. You have to do something real bad to end up in jail. You're not going to, they're not even arresting people because they know they're not going to be charged with anything for stealing thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. That's why you have flash mobs organizing, walking into whatever store they want, taking whatever they want, walking right out. And the police can't do anything about it because if they arrest them, they're going to be out the next day, which is what's happening.
Number 4, let me go back to that, the whole business about what's going on in the next election cycle. Apparently, the Republican National Committee says it's planning a rules change that would force presidential candidates seeking the nomination to sign a pledge saying what?
What kind of pledge?
Yeah.
I think they don't want anybody to participate. This kind of came to a head when Trump bailed on the last debate because he wanted to have it in person, but the pandemic was raging and then they decided that it was safer to just go virtual. So, and then apparently the RNC doesn't want anyone to participate in any of those debates without like a whole long list of requirements that they would like to see made. And I don't know if
it's, for that.
I don't know.
Well, no, the candidates
some of the
are...
things. Some of the things I think are okay. Some of the things that they want, I think that
like
you know,
what?
I think
moderate.
Well, I think some they want moderate. I think they want to take a harder look at moderators. I agree with that. I think a lot of the moderators are terrible. So
I'd like to moderate a presidential debate.
Oh my
I think
gosh.
My name should be. What? What do you mean?
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah. Why?
But yeah, no, the RNC just says they're pulling their candidates because the rules have been stacked. The commission has been politicized.
Stacked
that puts
them.
On the
debate. Of course
debates.
It is.
Right.
Yeah. So. Right. It's like the League of Women Voters. It used to be pretty objective. Now it's a bunch of clowns that are trying to screw everything up. Okay, there it is, our overview of the stories and the people from the point of view of the folks starring in the DJV program here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the week of January 10th to the 14th. The official list starts at number 10 with all of the celebrity deaths. Number 9 is the scandal involving Prince Andrew. Number 8, what's going on winter weather-wise. Cold weekend in the Northeast again. Social media and free speech. Number 7. Number 6, our relationship with Russia and China. Some of the same old, but some of it's new. Crime, violence, that sort of thing. Police funding. Number 5. The voter legislation. Filibuster. Number 4. January 6th and the investigation going on still. Number 2 on the countdown list this week is what's going on in our economy. Are we going to have as much inflation as people say? That's a big subject of speculation with talk radio hosts. And number 1, as you can imagine, COVID again, the variant and the vaccines and the masks and mandates. Top of the list, on the list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
For those of you who have wondered about how to start the new year with a great night's rest, the most important thing is a pillow, a good pillow, a great pillow, and of course, that's where MyPillow comes in. They want to give back. All the folks at MyPillow have had a great year, and so now they're offering great discounts on all of the MyPillow products, most notably the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. That's it. It's a fabulous way. All different colors, soft, wonderful. The Giza cotton that's used. This is a fabulous way, along with those pillows, to get a great night's rest. All of MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So check it out, MyPillow.com. Go to the product catalog, see what's there. Use the DJV code on the Radio Listener Specials page. And remember, the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. That's the offer on the books right now for the Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com. I'm Doug Steffen here with a list of people that have made it into the top 10 according to the research done by Talkers Magazine of all the news talk radio stations around the country, the hosts, management, etc. At number 10, the passing of these celebrities, Bob Saget, Ronnie Spector on that list. Boris Johnson is at number 9. Prince Andrew at number 8. Just shows you how close we are to our friends in England because they make such is almost always every week something from England in our top 10 list. Chuck Schumer is number 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Hillary Clinton, will she or won't she, number 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Rand Paul is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. Joe Biden is 1. And Trump gets an honorable mention. Or maybe not honorable, but he gets a mention. Honorable or not honorable, that's the story. So those are the things on the list. Thank you very much for being a close attendee here when it comes to our Talk Radio Countdown show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour. Time every week for Victoria Keenan to go through a list of the top five technology stories of the week. We touch on all kinds of things in a countdown fashion as we get to the weekend. So here are the top five that Victoria's researched, starting with an Uber reality check. I guess that's a good way of looking at it, right?
Yeah, if you're trying to hail an Uber using your Apple Watch and you're wondering why it doesn't work, the reason is Uber is no longer supporting.
It doesn't work.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Uber pulled the plug and they're no longer supporting the Apple Watch app. They apparently not enough people were using it. Which I can understand because a lot of people don't love the fact that if you're, like, let's say you land at a noisy airport and you're trying to, you know, use your app on your watch, and if you talk to someone, it's not, like, the easiest thing to talk on the phone with it. So it's, I guess they just found that not enough people were using it, so it's they've removed it. It's weird. They've left the actual app on the Apple Watch. It just doesn't do anything, and it gives you an emoji with, like, a sad face. I don't know why they haven't just wiped it from the interface, but eventually that's probably what will happen. But obviously the Uber app is still available on your iPhone or the larger version of the iPad.
All right, number four, a model was stalked in New York after somebody slipped an AirTag into her coat.
This seems to have popped up, especially right before the holiday shopping season in 2021. And so a Sports Illustrated model, her name is Brooks Nader, she was stalked by a stranger who slipped an Apple AirTag tracker into her coat pocket in New York City and followed her around for 5 hours. And she said she only realized it when her iPhone gave her an alert that an unknown accessory was moving with her. And so this is something that, you know, these are cheap AirTags. They're $30. Car thieves are using them to steal cars. Stalkers are dropping them into women's handbags as they pass them on the street. This is one of these things right now that it's like the crime du jour. So ladies especially, make sure that you, if you get back into your car or if you're walking around and you get an alert on your phone, it's important to go right to a police station and don't go home, whatever you do. And if you have an AirTag stuck to your car, if you can't find it, drive to a police station. Do not drive home because someone will be following you. And it's a horrible, scary thing, and this is what technology's done. Yep.
Number three, the latest phishing scam.
More tech. Yeah. Well, we are in the tech report, so it's appropriate. So police in several cities across the U.S. are warning residents that the newest scam to look out for is paying through an app at a parking meter. So if you're using a QR code that's stuck to a parking meter, they are warning you that those are fraudulent sites that capture your payment details and will basically steal your money. So police have said that they're discovering this is happening in cities across the country, that people are, you know, they're unsure how to pay the meter because no one has change anymore, and a lot of them don't accept change. So you have to use a parking app, and there's a QR sticker that's stuck right on the meter itself, so people think it's legitimate. They're scanning it with their phone. It's taking them to a site. They're entering their payment information, and all of their info is being stolen. So you have to make sure that these are legitimate sites. Always make sure if you're going to be parking in public that, you know, you look around and see where the signs are that tell you what the official app that city might be using, and don't just trust a sticker on the meter.
All right, number two here, the fact or fiction from the IRS.
Man, this was not like the biggest tech story, but it was the biggest social media tech story of the week by far. Everyone's freaking out about Venmo and PayPal and Zelle and Cash App and the IRS. And so this stuff went all over social media. It's total misinformation. And so what happens is, if you are out to dinner with your friends, and this is how often people use Venmo or Zelle, if you're out to dinner with your friends and, you know, you're dividing up the bill, or you send your roommate money for your half of the rent and utilities, you're not going to be taxed on that. Neither will your roommate. None of this stuff is taxable. If you are running a side business, though, and you have a transaction of receiving goods and services totaling more than $600, then you will now get a 1099 from whatever Cash App you're using. Now, that has been the law for decades. This is nothing new. This is not a new law. This is a new way of reporting the law. So just make sure that you calm down, and if it's over $600 for a business expense, you should already be paying taxes on that.
Mm-hmm. All right, number one this week, the FAA.
Yep, the Verizon and AT&T are bringing their 5G expansion live on January 19th, and the FAA has chosen 50 airports that will have buffer zones to help prevent flight disruption. So it's not going to prevent 5G, it just delays it.
Should prevent it. 5G is not necessary and dangerous. That's Doug Steffen's read on it. Victoria Keelan and Doug, 59 past the hour.
Talk radio countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.